Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
To our way of thinking, the words slave and the word leader are absolute opposites. In North Korea, the Kim family has enslaved an entire nation for three generations. And now Kim Jong-un is all-powerful, and his people remain powerless victims. Here in the United States, we celebrate Black Heritage Month, and we recall how centuries of slavery and oppression continue to weigh on subsequent generations today. African Americans had been powerless victims for so long that even with our first African American president, many Black Americans are still struggling to take their rightful place in our society. And of course, there are other forms of slavery that are more personal. Compulsions that bind us. Alcoholism, drug abuse, abusive relationships, sins committed in the past that continue to weigh heavily on us. Little North Korean dictators inside of us that continue to enslave us. Slavery is an experience of terror and oppression. Leadership is the exercise of power and freedom. Slavery is darkness. Leadership is light. None of us wants to be bound in ways that limit our freedom. Our readings today speak of slavery, but of a kind that is very different from the oppressive forms of slavery that has so wounded our nation's soul. Indeed, today's second reading speaks about slavery as a form of leadership. Saint Paul has made himself a slave of all so as to win over as many people as possible. And our gospel portrays Jesus as one who serves. He heals the sick, expels demons, and proclaims God's good news, which both binds and frees. He's a leader, all right, but he's also a servant. Jesus' freedom is limited. People continue to press in on him with their needs, expecting him to help them and to serve them. The Kim family leads by making cult figures of themselves and enslaving those they claim to lead. Jesus does just the opposite. He humbles himself and leads by empowering others, by setting others free. After freeing Simon's mother-in-law from the illness that kept her bound, Jesus empowers her to now go and serve others. Today, as we gather to celebrate this sacrament of confirmation, I pray that the Lord will call some of you to the priesthood, to the religious life. I pray that, and I recall that priests are called in a special way to be servant leaders in our church and in our community. And in this role of servant leader, your pastor, Father John McDougall, excels. He leads not by dominating and calling all the shots. He is soft-spoken and gentle. He didn't come to this parish to whip you into shape. He came to set you free, empowering you and helping you orchestrate the gifts and leaderships that you have to offer. Now, this doesn't mean that we priests are supposed to be doormats and affirm everything. After all, Jesus did have to expel a few demons. But it does mean that we are called to lead by serving rather than by dominating. But you know, priests are not the only ones called to exercise leadership in the life of the church. Every single one of you, by virtue of your baptism, and now especially by virtue of this sacrament of confirmation, every one of you is called to serve and, on some level, to lead. We see this in the case of every single disciple of Christ referred to in the New Testament. Paul served and led many people in his role as missionary and founder of churches. Peter's mother-in-law had a much more modest role, but she too was a servant of others. And so today I challenge each of you to reflect on the talents and gifts you have to offer this community and to place yourselves generously at the service of all.